You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to dictate to localities how they set up cell towers with new 5G technology, and that has some local officials upset. A proposal in Cuomo's budget would set statewide standards for approving towers or poles using 5G and sets costs for those structures. Quote, the bill sets up a uniform process entirely administered by local governments, allowing for local control while encouraging private investment to expand service, end quote, said Budget Division spokesman Morris Peters. But that's not how some local officials see it. Quote, this legislation would handcuff the ability of every municipality in New York State to manage access to their public rights of way, end quote, states a memo on the proposal from the State Conference of Mayors. Municipalities would be limited to charging a $200 annual rental limit for each cell signaling device a carrier put on a tower or pole. The story says Buffalo officials want to charge up to $2,000 for that service. 5G technology should make cell service much, much faster, but it also means many more wireless transmitters about 500 feet apart. The state's position seems to echo Robert Puckett, president of the State Telecommunications Association, who said that if each pole means $2,000 in more fees, quote, who is going to deploy with those costs, end quote. Locally, Bethlehem charges cell carriers about $2,400 per month for an antenna on a town water tower. You can read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman reports that Callie Jane was arraigned March 20th and ordered to return in a week to court for allegedly trespassing on a parking lot at Representative John Faso's Kingston office. The activist, protesting with others on the sidewalk outside Faso's office March 5th, allegedly spent time in the adjacent parking lot despite repeated warnings from the building's owners. The Daily Freeman story says, quote, Citizen Action of New York, with which Jane is affiliated, has alleged that she was charged because she is black, end quote. Citizen Action of New York, with which Jane is affiliated, has alleged that she was charged because she is black, end quote. A spokesperson for Faso claims the congressperson has nothing to do with the arrest. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Glenn Blaine reports in the New York Daily News that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's anti-sexual harassment proposals have been stripped from an omnibus spending bill being considered this week in Washington, D.C. The proposal from the Democrat would have ended the requirement that victims undergo mandatory mediation before filing a sexual harassment complaint, and also require lawmakers to pay settlements with their own money instead of using taxpayer funds. Quote, I am appalled that House and Senate leadership removed provisions from the omnibus bill at the last minute that would have finally brought accountability and transparency to Congress's sexual harassment reporting process, Gillibrand said. Quote, it begs the question, who are they trying to protect? End quote. You can read the full story in the New York Daily News. New York State's 2018 county health rankings are out, and Greene County comes in 47th out of 56th in the state. Dutchess County finished 14th, while Columbia County ranked 20th in the state. Schoharie finished 22nd, Albany County 26th, Ulster 28th, Delaware 33rd, and Rensselaer County 37th. Greene County finished second to last in clinical care with $9,824 per capita health care costs and no hospital of its own. Anyone can view the complete listings at the website link posted on the WGXC newsroom page. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.